extent of the message that I heard, I'm feeling to touch a bit of it. It's the leadership of Abba. Abba is just a Hebrew word that means father. Hallelujah. A father is a leader. But according to the word of God, there is a certain level of leadership that God expects a father to become. I'm going to read the word of God from Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 14 to 15, and Matthew chapter number 6, verse 9 to 18. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. Matthew 6, verse 9 to 18. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. Allow me to pray. Father, we want to thank you, our Father who art in heaven. We want to thank you, Lord. Your mercy and your favor is all that we need. Father, I made my lips of clay as I proclaim what you gave into my spirit to share with the fathers, the mothers, the daughters, and the sons. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. As a matter of introduction, God is a family God. I would have said he's a family man, we don't understand. But God is a family God. Hallelujah. The word of God from Ephesians, the Bible says, every family in heaven and every family on earth derives from the name of God. Hallelujah. For those who are in ministry, those who are leading in church, hear me well. Family is older than church. I have seen families broken because of the work of God. That is not the desire of God. I've heard a lot of men of God who have heard their marriages break. And if you ask them, they will tell you, I found myself neglecting my family, concentrating on the work of God. Family is greater. Because family came first. When God created Adam, he gave him Eve and the kids. It was the family. And God visited family in the cool of the day of church. When we have broken families, we don't have church. Hallelujah. Because church starts in family. As we are now, we are all families coming from various families. Hallelujah. The devil knows this trick. He does not attack the church, he attacks family. He knows when he attacks family, there is no church. They will gather, but they are fragmented. If you have never experienced God at home, you can't experience God in church. Because God values family. Hallelujah. If God did not value family, he would create, at the moment, the world is about 6 billion. People. But
million people.
There's only one person who came out of the dust of the earth. Hallelujah. Someone will say, hey, by that mistake too. No, if it came from the people of Adam. And God built 6 billion people on this earth because of the institute which is called a family. Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't take family for granted. God's eye is on family. If you destroy a family as a father, as a leader, it's you and God. Hallelujah. Amen. It is very important for you young men to know that when you establish a family, it is not your own thinking. It is an institution of God that is ordained by God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So when Jesus came, he is bringing a revelation that God is a father. Jesus, when he's coming in the middle, in the time where religion was in charge of the things of God. And the picture that religion paints on God is some distant deity, some God who does not forgive. That is in our language. No, that's not Jehovah. Can't get close to God. The picture that they have is at the Mount of Sinai, when God was descending in a cloud. And God gives instruction that even animals, they should move away in a distance from the foot of the mountain. If any living thing touches the foot of the mountain, it's dead. This is the picture that the religion paints about God. But when Jesus comes, he is giving a revelation. When we read, when you pray to God, say, our Father. Tell your neighbor, you have a father. Hallelujah. Don't tell me that I don't know my father. He passed on when I was in my mother's womb. So I mean, oh Father, you will have a father. A father who is better than us and the fathers. Matthew chapter 7, Bible says, from verse 11, from verse 7 as you go down, if you men, if your children ask for bread, you don't give them stones. When they ask for fish, you don't give them serpents. If you are evil, but you give good gifts to your children, how much more your God who is in heaven? Hallelujah. So that means Jesus is saying you are evil, but you give good gifts to your kids. That means it is within the responsibility of a father to provide. Whether you are evil or you are holy, whether you pray in tongues or kunena power, yourself being a father is an ordained leadership role. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, say. We need to break it up because of our time. The word Abba is a Hebrew word that means father. In Greek, it means pater. Hallelujah. Sorry about that. The word Abba, number one, it means source. Hallelujah. Producer or originator. When you originate the process of family, you are the Father. Hallelujah. So you are only Abba when these seven things are what you listen them to. When these seven things appear within your leadership as a father, you become an Abba. Not every man is Abba. Hallelujah. Because Abba comes with responsibility. Remember, Father, who is Abba, is God. And God has got a way that He leads His family, who is us, who are on earth. According to the word of God, where we read in Ephesians, there is also a family in heaven. Hallelujah. So we are to emulate or to copy what the Father does. For you to be an effective leader is Abba. You are a source. You are an originator. Let me say this, hear me. Our fathers, our sons. As a father, you are an originator of problems as well. You are also a source of problems. You could be also a source of solutions to problems. You are a source to blessings. You are also a source to cases. Those generational cases, they started in one boy. In your family, one boy. Maybe it was the male one. Okay. Started with one male. One. And now they propagated over four generations, over 400 years. But it started as one. So as a father, as a leader, you're a source. So it is up to you to determine whether your source, your origination of a process is a good one or a bad one. Hallelujah. I'm talking about leadership. Number two, Abba means foundation. Every building, no matter how beautiful that building is, the most important part of that building is the foundation. Hallelujah. But one thing that is common in a foundation, when we go to Bulawayo, our auditorium is very beautiful. We have seen it in this state now, current state. It is beautiful, you understand? People, they take pictures from it. Like, awesome. What about beauty and an. But when you look at those pictures, have you seen the foundation there? Hallelujah. So it is like leaders in the order of Abba. Leaders in the order of fathers. What we do can be seen. Hallelujah. Amen. What people see beautiful in a family, but on a picture, it is the walls who is probably the mother in the kids. But the foundation, you can't see it. Hallelujah. And Abba, there's nothing wrong with us. We have foundation. Hallelujah. We hold up a building. Amen. So as a father, as a leader, in the order of Abba, you are leading from ahead because you are the head. Amen. And you are also leading from behind because you are a foundation. You are holding up the whole. Hallelujah. So the biblical reason, I believe, why even Father's Day is not a day to recognize. Some people, they even realize, oh, Father's Day today. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. Because a father is a foundation. People don't see a foundation. But people, they know it's there. There's a foundation where we are now. It's a two-story building. But there's a foundation somewhere. It's there. We know it's there. But we don't pay particular attention to it. Not because it's not important, but because it is not a daily visible item in our lives.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Abba, it means the sustainer. When you originate, when you produce, you sustain it. Hallelujah. Abba means nourisher. A nourisher, nourishment is all about good health, balanced diet, you know. Nourishment. If you take two kids, a malnourished kid and a nourished kid, you will see the difference. This one is well fed, a nourished one. A malnourished one is not well fed. As a leader who is a father, you are supposed to sustain, to nourish the family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this day and age, it's either there are two sources that you can have to nourish your family. It's either money, you are working, or you are a farmer, you are producing your own food. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a responsibility. Be a leader to provide provision. Provider is also the fifth definition of Abba. You are a provider. When you find yourself failing to provide, Shiriko, I have done it myself. I have gone through that myself. Amen. The devil is attacking your leadership, your status of being an Abba. Because if he lets you become a successful Abba, he does not want that to happen. Why? Because the devil is fighting God, remember. So anything that replicates God on earth, the devil fights. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you may find yourself failing to provide for your family. The war or the issue is deep rooted. It's not even on the surface. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it's not even a question of working. I was failing to provide for my family when I was working. Amen. It's not even a question of budget. They tried budget. I was trying. I was getting salary every month. And the thing I said that I didn't know about the devil doesn't care about that. When he's attacking you as a leader, a father, so that you will not be the complete manifestation of a God, the Father in heaven. Hallelujah. He will make you fail to provide for your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You are a supporter. And you are a protector. As a protector, you are protecting the interests of your family. This status of being Abba as a leader, see, even applies at work. If you are a CEO, you are the source of this company. Amen? Your strategies sustain the company. You provide the required resources for the company. And you protect the interests of the company. Do you know that Coca-Cola? The formula of Coca-Cola is so protected that no one knows. Pepsi is a trap to give you the Coke. When I'm a Coke saying, Pepsi is a Coke. So you can see with this, they're trying, but they can't get there. What is happening? He is a leader who is protecting the interests of the company. So as a father, you protect the interests of your family. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So for those who are in leadership, who are in ministry, you don't sacrifice the interests of your family for the sake of the work of God. Because you might think you're working for God, you're actually working for the because God is the one who ordained the family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, church. Let me leave you with 4. Assignments of a leader who is called Abba, who is the Father. Number one is provision. We talked about it. Number two is protection. We talked about it. Number three is mentorship in the cross. Hallelujah. You have to be a mentor. And you have to work towards the cross of your family. St. John chapter 2, verse number 12 to 14. John is addressing to three different types of people. First John chapter 2, verse number 12. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Number 13. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. Verse 18. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. When you are mentoring, Bible, the word of God here is saying, I write to you, little children, your sins. Why is he talking about sin? He's talking about children. Because when they are little children, it's not about age, it's about your level with the spirit. You can be a little child when you are 50 years old. Amen? If you are a child, John is talking about sin. That means you can do everything. You don't. I was like, what? Amen. But he's saying, even Jahadaro, I'm writing to you. I know you are still behaving like children. Your sins are forgiven. I write to you, fathers, because you know there is a level of knowledge for you to graduate from a little child to be a father. So when you are mentoring, what you are doing is you are giving wisdom to the young men and the little children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The young man has energy, but lacks wisdom. The old man, like myself, I turned 50, hello? We have the wisdom, but the energy is depleting. Amen? So if you are a leader, you are pouring your wisdom into energy. Not your energy, but the young man. Hallelujah. Amen. I've just run it through. The fifth one is continuity and succession. If you want to measure good leadership, don't measure if they are leading, because that could be deceiving. Measure leadership when they are gone. Hallelujah. Whatever you know, whatever you have, if those things die with you, the truth of the matter is you were not a good leader. A good leader is succession. Amen. Baba, do you have a succession plan? Do you have a succession plan? A plan, when you leave now, what's going to happen? As a leader, even in church, I want to believe he is a leader, our Father, in Harvest House International. He has to have a succession plan. When I leave, what's going on? Amen. If a founder of a ministry dies and the ministry collapses, we are going back. We are saying this was not good leadership. Because good leadership involves continuity and success. That means when you're a good leader, you don't die. What am I saying? What you were doing will continue even in your absence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you be on our feet? things that you need to live. The five things that you need to live when you are going. Number one, you have to live conviction. Conviction. Sometimes when I'm here in the front and I'm dancing like I have no senses at all. Amen. What am I doing? I'm trying to implant into my sons and my daughter conviction that God is there. If our father, we respect him so much, but if he can dance like he has no senses here, that means God is there. God is in him. God needs to be worshipped. Amen. So as fathers, we need to leave conviction to our children. I am amazed by Isaac, the son of Abraham. I want you to read. We are going to read maybe when you are at home. Genesis chapter 31, verse number 42 and 52. When Jacob was talking to Laban, he had fled from Laban. Okay? Masakana na Laban. Jacob refers to God as the God of Abraham and the fear of my father Isaac. Amen? Verse 42, it says, the God of Abraham and the fear of my father Isaac. Verse 53, it says, the God of Abraham, I swear by the God of Abraham and the fear of my father Isaac. Not even the God of Isaac. Of my father. So here is a conviction that was left in the heart, in the mind, in the spirit of Jacob. All what he remembers about his father is this man fears not all. So this God is the fear of my father. Amen. Hallelujah. You need, I want you to say to your father who is standing beside you, leave a conviction for the children. And this conviction does not mean good things. You should be looking at my father and lawyer. I don't want my son. I'm just telling this. I'm not that way. I've never seen him so. And I have heard that the father is almost twice as him. Or it is my father. So here is a man who left a conviction for his son. With the ambition. With the ambition. Amen. So sometimes it's not even about case. That about the when I have the way case. Sometimes the conviction. The child is been implanted conviction. Amen. And Baba, let's pray to come back. But never should look at what now. Amen. If you have to cry, let them see your tears. What are you doing? You're leaving a conviction in their hearts. Amen. Tika tisandi tunokuwa tuwe. Tutumoka tiliko kumba chaka tola. Wana kuzwa. Tisandi. Tumoka na mchezo. Tuesday. You are living a conviction that things of God are not very serious. Amen. Hallelujah. The second thing you need to live for your children is your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know that Ivins, the owner of Ivins Chicken, is dead? That old man is born, I think 35 years or so. Those who know will testify that Ivan is not there. But Ivan is still there. Chicken has Ivan, not only thinking about the other Ivan, there is a name. But that Ivan is not there anymore. Amen. Thomas Miko is long dead. But when we Puka Miko's hotel from the UK, they know it. The name. When I have another Miko. Thomas Miku had no sons, he had daughters. So the body who married Mikul's daughter, like a pinda here, is the body of Mikul. Does Mok say that? Is the body of Mikul, like a pinda man. Yes, but he invented a name. Tell your neighbor a name. A name is better than blessings. That's why God says, Galatians chapter 12, verse number 2. He says, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. So blessing you here, guys, not sit down. Amen. You need a name. So before you leave a useless name to your kids, make the name once you leave there. Hallelujah. Amen. Mufana, God, you are up to up Peter Bass. What's that? What do you want to do?
What happens thereafter? My cup.
you don't get a cup. If you get a cup that is running over, it will still get dry. But you get oil on your hands. What will come thereafter? Everything will run over. That's what happened to Isaac. He was given oil on his hand. Metals and anointing. And he planted when there was a drought. And the Bible says he harvested 100-fold. And the next verse says, he prospered. And he continues to prosper until he becomes very prosperous. What do you leave our kids? With metals and anointing. Amen. But you can't leave metals and anointing when you don't have it. Hallelujah. You need in every taking, every getting, get it. Because in Zimbabwe, not later. Nobody was going to see the years, but there's nothing wrong with you. What's wrong with you? 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 What's So we know. So what do you leave your kids with? That will prevail in every economy, in every situation they go through, because they have oil on their hands. They just lift up our hands and want to pray. How can I pray? Back to you. Want to pray. May God help us. I want to pray for fast. May God help us to be able to provide. When the devil is attacking us, he is attacking us so that we don't manifest the upper we are supposed to. Hallelujah. Sometimes people are going to say, ah, we don't have somewhere. We don't know where I'm going to go. This man is an attack. What the devil is attacking the source. The devil is not stupid. Amen. When he wants a building to be condemned, if you want a building to be condemned, like on a wall, number zero, that wall can be repaired. But if they discover the foundation is going to crack, that building is destroyed. They will bring it down. Why? Because one day an experience will fall. So men, we are under serious attack. That is not freezing. It's not too serious. But there is an attack that the devil does to a source, to a foundation, to a provider, to a protector. So, Father, I want to thank you. In the name of Jesus. We come of your Father. Father, put oil on his hands. And everything contained in you overflow. To be in this overflowing mental Father, I pray for the Father to come here. In the mighty name. house, Father. Father, can you raise up your hands? In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, may you give them the ability to fulfill their goals as fathers. And sustain us, as providers, as protectors. As foundation, Lord, Father, we need your grace. Your mercy and your favor is for what we need as fathers, Lord. Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Let's pray for Jesus. He's a good one. Father, please can I see fathers